Discover nature by design for a beautiful view. Snows knows how to make it all easy for you. When it comes to landscaping and gardening, who knows how to create the perfect scene? Snow knows Garden Center.
And good morning and welcome to the Snow-Nose Garden Show, the longest continuously running garden show in the world, live since the spring of 1950. We're in our 62nd year, 61st year, almost 62nd anniversary. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for joining us on this beautiful Saturday morning. It's 43 degrees outside. And it's warming up hour by hour, minute after minute. We're going up to the mid-60s today, and there's nothing on the forecast except for sunshine, which just puts a big smile on my face. And there's no rain for the short little, you know, seven-day forecast. So that's beautiful. I'm done with rain for a while. you'll rarely hear those words come out of my mouth, but... I've had enough rain, Norman.
Yeah, I think we've seen enough of the steady downpours and everything for a little while. I mean, you know, you need some every now and again, but we've had enough for a little while. We can have a week with no rain now.
I'm good. I'm Corbin Snow and Norman Carlson. We're here to take your gardening questions and answer your phone calls over the next hour. If you'd like to join the show, you can reach us live here in the WINA studios at 434-977-1070. You can stream and listen live at WINA.com as well. Call in with any gardening questions, anything happening outside in your garden. You know, just listening to the news report brought up a few conversations of questions you might have. They're calling for the first frost.
That's right.
Possibly tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And just widespread. It just going to be kind of intermittent. It could be a frost here, frost there. Take precaution. There's things you can do. If you have questions about what to do, give us a call at 977-1070. You can also send your questions in over Twitter. We're at SnowNose on Twitter, and you can follow us at facebook.com/Snow's Garden Center. All those easy ways for you to get in touch with us this morning. I want to remind all you listeners that today is the last day of the Fall Festival out at Snow's Garden Center. And what does that mean? That means all the savings, all the specials, and most importantly, your opportunity to redeem your snow dough will be lost until next summer. So if you've got snow dough that you've been saving up, if you have any of the old pansy dollars, anything, check your drawers, your pants, your pockets, your bookshelves, your...
down the bottom of the purse.
Clean it all out. And bring it in today. You can redeem your snow dough just like real money for up to 50% of your purchase. So you can come in. It's good on everything, anything and everything in the store, everything in stock except for labor. You can use it on everything. So come out and take advantage of those savings today at the Garden Center. And if you don't have any snow dough, you can go to facebook.com/Snow's Garden Center and you can print off a page of snow dough, which will give you $4. To spend in the garden center.
That's right.
So take advantage of that as well.
Yep. We've had lots of people coming in and redeeming their snow dough, getting some great deals on some fantastic plant material. And, you know, we had two big truckloads of nursery stock come in this past week.
And they were big trucks. I saw the bill on the truck.
Yeah.
Big trucks. So fresh, new material, plants, trees, shrubs. Annuals still arriving weekly, perennials, and you know all those things that you don't think of, like decorations for the fall, centerpieces for the table for upcoming Thanksgiving. We've got great ornamental pumpkins, gourds, regular pumpkins, ghost pumpkins.
The fertilizer that you need to be putting down on your lawn right now, the fertilizer for your shrubs, tools to, you know, leaf rakes,
yeah,
to cleaning up the leaves that are coming down, tarps to haul them away on,
yeah,
all of that stuff. You can use your snow dough on any of that. And it's always amazing and interesting to see, you know, kind of look through the snow dough that comes in each year at the fall festival. And you know, you talk about if you have any of the old pansy dollars, bring those,
oh, yeah,
on in. They're still good. We, you know, we got some pansy dollars,
yeah,
in earlier in the week.
Remember, none of the snow dough or pansy dollars, it never expires. So there's no expiration date. You can bring it in, whether it's something you received this year or 20 years ago. You can bring it all in, and we'll redeem it all the same. Also want to remind people, going on in Charlottesville today is the Martha's Market, mm-hmm, over at the John Paul Jones Arena. We are proud sponsors of Martha's Market, as being one of the event sponsors. They are opening today at 10 a.m. at the John Paul Jones Arena. All the parking is free. It's convenient. It's easy to get to. You can park right there in front of the JPJ Arena, and they close at 6 tonight. I would suggest going earlier to avoid game day traffic, but it would be a great activity to do anytime today. And we've got actually 10 tickets to give away to Martha's Market. It's a run-of-the-mill ticket, which means you can go today, and they will tear off a little portion of the ticket stub, and you could go tomorrow. So you can go either today or tomorrow. You can go both days. We've got 10 tickets, actually 8 tickets, because I've already promised 2 of them to Donna Baumgartner, my dear neighbor and friend. So we've got 8 tickets to give away. If you'd like a ticket, I'm not going to make you answer a question. I'm not going to make you donate money to Corbin Rocks for Over. These are just free tickets that we're giving away to our fabulous listeners. So if you like 2 tickets, 3 tickets, 4 tickets, give us a call at 977-1070, and they're yours. And I had the opportunity to go to the preview party Thursday night, and the show is bigger and better and stronger than ever. They've got great vendors again this year, just really neat, eclectic, some homemade items, just really neat vendors, kind of a boutique-y style vendor. Everything from toys to clothing to jewelry to purses to, you know, kids' toys. It's just a amazing, eclectic mixture of all these different boutique vendors under one roof in a fabulous setting at the John Paul Jones Arena. And we provided all the plants and decorations and everything you see inside the arena we put together. And it looks absolutely beautiful. The Women's Committee does a fabulous job for Martha Jefferson. It's for a great foundation, the Martha Jefferson Women's Foundation. So if you'd like to get out and support them, that's the Martha's Market today, 10 to 6. And I'll give you the hours for tomorrow a little bit later. Let's go to the phone lines, see if we can give away some tickets or answer some gardening questions. Good morning. You're on the Snow Nose Garden Show.
Hi. I'd like to have some tickets.
What?
Martha's Market.
We would love to give you some tickets. What's your name and how many tickets would you like?
My name is Cindy, and I'd like 4.
Cindy, you got them. Cindy, 4 tickets. You are booked,
okay,
for 4 tickets. To pick those up, you're going to have to go out to the Garden Center. The tickets,
okay,
are out at the Garden Center, which I believe tickets are $8 per person, so that's worth a drive over to the Garden Center.
Yes, we're
located just south of downtown out on Avon Street, so you can swing by anytime this morning and tell them that you won the tickets on the radio show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening, Cindy. It's that easy. If you'd like tickets to Martha's Market, 977-1070. Let's go to line number 2. Good morning. You're on the Snow Nose Garden Show.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
And my name is Barbara, and I would love to have 2 tickets.
Wonderful, Barbara. We would be glad to meet that order for you. And once again, if you swing by the Garden Center, which is just south of downtown Charlottesville, out on Avon Street, you can pick up those tickets at the front counter.
Very good. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Barbara. Have a wonderful time at the show.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And make sure you tell them the Snow Nose Garden Show sent you and you won your tickets on the show. They give us these tickets to promote the show and as being one of the event sponsors. So we're happy for our community involvement and relationship with Martha's Market. Let's go to line number 3. And if you have a gardening question, feel free to throw it in there. We'll do that as well. Good morning. You're on the Snow Nose Garden Show.
Peggy Johnson.
Peggy Johnson. And I've got two tickets left, Peggy.
I'd like them.
They are yours. And did you receive the instructions on where to pick those up?
Yes.
Wonderful.
Your place at Extended Fifth Street, right?
Avon Street. You got it.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Do you have a gardening question or anything else?
I don't think so. Not today. We talked to one of your girls that's coming up next week.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Good morning. You're on the Snow Nose Garden Show.
Good morning. I'd like to have the tickets, please.
Okay. And what was your name?
Betty.
And I've got two tickets left, Betty.
Great. Thank you.
All right. You can pick those up at the Garden Center today, anytime.
All right.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye. And I think that does it, folks. We've cleared the tickets out, maybe, and then some. So thank you so much for your phone calls. And if you have any gardening questions, we're back in business. We can take your gardening questions now at 977-1070. Again, that's a Martha's Market going on today from 10 to 6. It's free parking. Kids under 13 are free, which is always nice. And there's plenty of things for the kids to do. Trust you me, there's free samples of like the cakes, the little sheet cakes. There's a sheet cake vendor that has like 20 different styles of sheet cakes, and you can sample the like they cut them into little miniature slices, and like you've got to eat like 50 slices before you like you start to get full. And there's peanuts, and there's ciders, and there's just great. It's a lot of fun. So it's fun for the whole family. Check it out today, Martha's Market, 10 to 6 at the John Paul Jones Arena. Let's go back to the phone lines. Good morning. You're on the Snow Nose Garden Show.
Good morning. I actually have a question about landscaping, if that's okay to kind of tie in.
Sure. Absolutely.
All right. Well, we're putting a pool in the backyard, and it's going to be a few feet away from our cement patio. So there's going to be, like, concrete and then space and then concrete. And I'm wondering what we could put between the two, aside from grass, that might make it look nice.
Yeah, how big is that space going to be between the two different surfaces?
I'm going to say about 3 to 4 feet.
3 to 4 feet? Okay.
Yeah, not much.
Yeah, so you could definitely, you know, is it large enough that you could put a planting bed in there?
Probably.
Yeah, I mean, it would come down to preference. I've seen it done both ways. I've seen people put, you know, you could put sod in there. But the problem with that is people will have a tendency, you know, to want to just cut through the grass. Yeah. And you're also going to have to probably incorporate a fence in there somewhere. I've seen lots of pools like this. In fact, we've installed a lot of surfaces around pools and have done the landscaping finishes around pools. In fact, that's one of the free services we offer is a free consultation where one of our designers could come out and give you an on-site evaluation, give you a free plan and some, you know, plant recommendations. But I've seen things for everything from you know, ornamental grasses to a miniature crepe myrtle at a customer out in Polo Grounds area that has these miniature crepe myrtles that don't get taller than 2 feet, and they're probably about 12 feet off of the pool. But there's lots of different plants you could use in a space like that. You know, putting a planting bed, you'll get less people having an urge or tendency to want to run through there and track debris into the pool, which can be a huge problem. Something to consider. I would also not recommend using anything that's going to get too large. One of the problems you can have if you use a larger crepe myrtle or any type of tree or shrub that's going to give off litter and give off debris is that you're going to constantly have to be removing that from the pool, and it can become very laborsome, you know, as the tree or shrubs mature, you know, over the period of 5, 6, 7, 8 years. You know, you're going to have to constantly be skimming and removing and cleaning that debris from the pools, I'm kind of rambling here, but my dad, he put three huge crepe myrtles. Again, they were, 10 to 12 feet off the corners of the pool, but as those crepe myrtles matured, you know, into 16, 18-foot trees, I mean, he finally removed them, but it got to the point where that's all he was doing on his free days was taking off the little spent flowers. And so that's just something to consider. But I would consider something low maintenance, something you know, that's not going to get too, you know, too big of a height, something that might screen the fence that you install. Just kind of incorporate and consider all those factors.
And, you know, another option is if you want some additional space, maybe, you know, want to kind of, you see, it's kind of between the patio and the pool deck. If you wanted to be able to kind of enlarge those areas and, you know, get you some more area for entertaining or seating or whatever, you know, you could do some very creative decorative things with pavers in that space and join the two surfaces so that you have, you know, would have one continuous, you know, make that into one large area. And you could do it with something that would still give you some detail and some definition between the two spaces, but would allow easy easy movement back and forth between them. And give you a little bit more room if that's the particular, best use of that particular space. It's kind of hard to say without seeing how everything is oriented and everything.
I was just thinking it probably is a good idea to take you up on that consultation and have somebody look at it.
Absolutely, and that's a free consultation. You can go right to our website at snownose.com and click on the landscape services button, and there's actually a little landscape evaluation you can fill out. Tell us a little bit about yourself, your address. Tell us about your project, and then that'll come directly to my inbox, and then I'll forward it to one of our landscape designers, and they'll contact you the first part of next week.
One more question.
Yeah.
If I could. We haven't got the pool in the ground yet. Does that matter? Should I wait till it's in?
No, as long as you know where everything is going to be, and you know the dimensions of like the surrounding surface and, you know, things like that.
Okay.
That would make total sense. Or you can wait till it's in. We could do a pre and post, you know, service just to kind of help you set budgets and help you set, you know, give you a plan. And then once it's in installed, we could just come back and do a little follow-up consultation and just kind of look how things come out, look at, because once they install a pool, you know, sometimes you've got to look at drainage and water flow and what's happening around the surface of the pool. You know, how much runoff do you have? You know, we install fences. We do Jareth fences. We're the distributor for the Jareth fence manufacturer here in Charlottesville, which is an aluminum style decorative. They've got hundreds of different fences but we've got the fences and the gates, and we can help you, you know, just kind of build and finish that whole area for you.
Nice. All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you. And if you go to our portfolio on our website, you can see one of several pool projects we've done. This particular home was out in Glenmore, and everything you see, we did all the finishing surfaces around the pool, which was a paver product. We did the fencing. We did all the decorative stone, landscaping,
arbors,
everything you see.
Walls,
yeah, arbors, walls, everything you see just kind of gives you a snapshot of what we're capable of doing.
All right. Well, I'll check it out. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. We've got to take a quick break. You're listening to the Snow Nose Garden Show on AM 1070 WINA. We'll be right back. Let me know when we're on. Hey, and good morning, and welcome back to the Snow Nose Garden Show, the most listened to weekend talk radio show in Central VA, live each and every Saturday morning since the spring of 1950. I'm the Minister of Mulch, Corbin Snow.
I'm Norm Carlson.
The Professor of Plants, the Doctor of Dirt. And we're here to take your gardening questions and answer your phone calls. We've just got about a half an hour, folks, so call early and often. Our number here is 977-1070. You can stream us online at WINA.com. And as always, all of our shows are archived at SeavillePodcast.com. And we are one of the most downloaded show on SeavillePodcast.com as well, we've had thousands of downloads since we started doing this about a year ago. So not quite platinum yet, but we're on our way, Norman.
That's right.
And you can download us and listen and stream us at iTunes. Just search Snow Nose, and we're available on iTunes. And our iTunes traffic hasn't picked up yet, maybe because I'm charging $99.99 per download. So it's my retirement fund I'm working on, folks. No, I'm just kidding. That's free as well. Dang it. if you'd like to join the show, give us a call at 977-1070. stink bugs still haven't gone away. We haven't had a hard enough freeze. How do I know that? Last night we were watching a movie in our bedroom on the couch, and just enough light in the room that I could see a little something that on my wife's hair that shouldn't be there. And I got a little bit closer. I was like, "What is that?" She's like, "Oh, what? What?" I was like, "I think you have a stink bug in your hair." She's like, "Get it, get it." And I was like, "I'm the one screaming." I'm like, "I'm not getting it." And I go running away from her. She's like, "Don't run away from me. Protect me." Anyway, she ends up like flapping her hair all over the room, and the stink bug's flying and freaking out more than we are. And we finally wrangle it down and flush it down the toilet. So stink bugs are still alive and well, doing very well. And we've got more traps than you can shake a stick out at the garden center. We've got different remedies, traps, sprays, devices to get rid of them. So come out and you can use your snow dough on that as well. So out to the garden center. We've got plenty in stock. We're restocking weekly on that. So come out and get what you need if you need stink bug traps.
And sprays.
And one of the other little pesky things that we got going on this time of year are these wonderful little fruit flies that, after 20 inches of rain, it's amazing what a little moisture does for the insect population. And fruit flies are absolutely everywhere. And you don't have to be leaving your fruit out to collect them or attract them. In fact, I'm not sure what triggers them. They're just everywhere, whether it's food or...
It's anything organic and moist.
Yeah, anything.
They'll get into anything. Even they'll hang out in your drain.
Yeah.
Just, the drain in the kitchen sink.
I love to sneak up on them and try to grab my little sink hose, and I try to turn the water on really fast and spray them down the drain, and I hit the garbage disposal all at the same time. Put my camouflage suit on. They're hard to sneak up on, man.
They are.
They got senses like I don't know what,
and
like a spider monkey.
And this is probably the worst I've ever seen them this year with all the moisture and everything.
Yeah.
But the key to it is sanitation.
Yeah.
And by sanitation, I mean that's down to making sure that there's no
taking the trash out twice a day, no breadcrumbs, sweeping, cleaning the sink out, wiping the counters down. And with four kids, this is really hard, man. Our house has never been so clean. And they're still there. But we're burning candles. We put a question on our Facebook page at facebook.com/snowsgardencenter early in the week. And we had a great conversation going. And what I love is we had people that are following us on Facebook and Twitter come out. And the country folk, they know how to deal with this stuff. This is nothing new. People that regularly can fruits and vegetables, and people that live on a farm, they're like, oh, yeah, we just put a little vinegar out, a little honey, mix it up, and, they just all collect and pull in there. So, it's not like they're not as difficult as stink bugs. They're easy to collect. They're easy to get rid of. And that was one of the good solutions. We actually built a little homemade fruit fly trap, and there's a picture of that and instructions on how to build that at our Facebook .com/snowsgardencenter. Sorry, once I start saying it, I just kind of keep throwing it out there. But you can also see the conversation we had with other people, what works for people, vinegar. So there's lots of different solutions you can get out there. Basically, just putting a magnet out there that draws them to it.
That's right.
And then they get in it and they can't get out.
Right.
So.
And, again, just making sure that they don't have any breeding sites, any more breeding sites than you can get rid of around the house. And like I said, those things can be right down to literally the drain in the kitchen sink, making sure that you're cleaning that, keeping that cleaned out and flushed down regularly, maybe, spraying it down with some cleaners that'll help to eliminate any residue that builds up in there, keeping things wiped down and the trash.
It's funny. It's a funny thing because these fruit flies, I felt like for a while, I'd like talk to people about it, and like everyone would be kind of protective and guarded. Like, man, maybe this is just a problem I'm having at my house. Maybe it's because I have sanitation issues. And then like the more I started talking to customers when they come into the garden center and talking to friends about it, it's like everyone's coming out of the closet now. It's okay to say I've got fruit flies, and everyone's sharing remedies and ways they can get rid of it. And I don't know. It's just we're all in it together. We've all got.
Yep.
So,
and that's the thing, you know, you think, you know, we talk about, you know, sanitation being one of the keys to it, and it's not necessarily a messy situation.
Yeah.
It's literally down to the, you know, level of having a few moist breadcrumbs that are left on the counter or something like that, or, you know, in the bread box or something like that, a trash can that doesn't have a tight lid on it that they can get in out of. And, you know, when I say tight, I mean tight. As small as they are, it doesn't take much of a gap for them to get down in there, and then they get into the moist trash and can breed in there. So it's, you know, you can have a very clean house and still have lots of these little buggers flying around in there. So, you know, you got to be very diligent
and just stand by, because as soon as temperatures drop, we start getting some frost and freeze. A lot of these problems are going to go away, thankfully. If you'd like to join our conversation, or if you have a gardening questions, anything happening out there in your garden, any problems with your plants, trees, shrubs, perennials, annuals, your lawn, your houseplants, pests, rodents, insects, disease, weeds, or something just looks funny out there, give us a call at 977-1070. Let's go to line number two. We've got a caller. Good morning. You're on the Snow Nose Garden Show.
Good morning. I have a question for you, please.
Okay. Go right ahead.
I have a big pot of elephant ears, two big pots of them, right by the side of my porch, and I don't have the box anymore, so I don't know what is the best way to handle them for the winter.
Great question.
Yeah, and this is the time, you know, with the temperatures that we had last night and the temperatures we're going to have tonight, this may well spell their end for the season. But best thing to do is cut them back, cut all the leaves back off of them, and go ahead and dig the bulbs up. There'll be a big bulb down in the bottom of it. I mean, about the
size of a coconut.
Or a pineapple.
Yeah,
pineapple. They're huge. And go ahead and take that out of the pot, knock all the soil off of it, and then put it somewhere where it's going to be warm and dry, and let it really dry off. Let all the soil dry off of it, all of the foliage dry off, and then clean it really well. And, you know, I don't mean wash it or anything like that, but brush all of the dirt and pull all the dead, dried up
like
roots
we used
off
to
of
do
it.
On potatoes when we dug them. Right?
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. And
okay.
Then
thank you very much.
Oh, you're certainly welcome.
Okay. Have a good day.
Hey, you too. Great question. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
But warm and dry, you want to leave it there until next spring. Warm and dry, or just initially warm and dry.
Warm and dry till you get everything, you know, all the soil cleaned off of it and everything, get it cleaned up, and then pack it away in like some vermiculite or really, really, really dry peat moss, anything like that. Even probably packing peanuts would work.
Yeah.
Just something that you can pack it up in.
Box it up.
Something that's going to breathe.
Put it on the shelf.
Something that's going to breathe, not a plastic bag or a sealed container. Something that's going to allow for some air circulation, and then put it in a cool, dark spot through the winter. Yeah, as long as it's not cold.
Too cold.
If it's an unheated garage, would probably be a little too cold for it. But someplace it's going to stay above 50 degrees, and just let it be there through the winter. And then when we're getting close to being free of frost next spring, bring it back out, plant it, start watering it again, and you'll be able to enjoy it again for next season.
And elephant ears are great. If you're not familiar with them, they're the ones that bloom those humongous tropical-looking plants with the huge leaves on them.
I mean, some of the leaves are like 3 feet long and 2 feet across.
Yeah, yeah.
And just give a great tropical feel.
Yeah,
and The sheer size and mass of them, they're spectacular.
And the bulbs, they're not terribly expensive. What are they? $10-$15.
Yeah.
But if you follow these directions, I mean, you get years of enjoyment out of them, and it's not too labor intensive. It's kind of a fun process when you take something like that and you follow the instructions we just gave out and you see it come back year after year after year. It's just a neat process, something to be involved with.
Right, and it's something that, you know, can literally be for that $10-$15 investment, can be something that you have in the garden for 10-15 years.
Yeah.
And if you look at it that way, it makes them very, very inexpensive, particularly for the size and the mass that you get out of these things in the garden. You can't beat it.
If you have a gardening questions, the phone lines are wide open. Our number here is 977-1070. Want to remind folks that Martha's Market is going on today out at the John Paul Jones Arena. They are opening in just a few minutes at 10 a.m. Kids 13 and under are free. The doors close at 6. The parking is free. You can park right in front of the arena, a short walk to the doors, and enjoy some fabulous shopping. They've got a cafe there. Just a wonderful time. That is to support the Martha Jefferson's Women's Committee and the services that they provide here locally for our wonderful women here in Charlottesville. So a great organization, a great cause, and this is one of their big annual fundraisers that they do to support their budget and their cause each and every year. Let's go back to the phone lines. Good morning. You're on the Snow Nose Garden Show.
Yes, I have a question. I have lots of zinnias blooming in my yard, and I'd like to save the seeds, but I don't really know how.
Well, it was azaleas blooming?
No, zinnias.
Oh, zinnias. I'm sorry.
Yeah, basically just go around to the spent flower heads that are on there, allow those to ripen on the plant. And, you know, with the cold temperatures we're going to be getting over the next couple of nights, hopefully they'll be, you'll be warm enough that they'll, you know, be able to make it through. But just any of those dried flower heads, just be, as those flowers die and ripen off, you'll get the seeds will be right at the base of the old flower, and you can just collect those into an envelope, spread them out in, you know, on some paper towels or something in the house to let them dry off for a week or so, and then stick them down into an envelope or a some other type of container like that, keep them through the winter and plant them again next spring. It's really pretty easy.
Is that the same thing for impatiens with those little seed pods? Just let them dry out for about a week?
Right, right.
Okay, thanks.
Oh, you're certainly welcome.
Uh-huh. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Bye.
Get out and play in the garden. It's going to be a nice one just to get out and do little tasks and chores like that today.
This is my favorite kind of gardening weather.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Not too hot, not too cold. You get out there, get working around a little bit, and
comfortable and cozy.
Yeah, you may have a jacket on when you first go out, but get out there doing a little something. The jacket comes off pretty quickly, and it's very comfortable to be out there doing stuff.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more.
And it hasn't been raining.
Yeah.
So it's not quite as muddy as it's been. It's a good time to get out there and get some things done.
If you'd like to join our conversation, our number here is 977-1070. We've got room for three callers. If you'd like to join the show, again, that number is 977-1070. It's going to be a beautiful day today, getting up to the mid-60s. The sun is going to be coming out. It's a great day to get out and play in the garden for sure. Also want to remind people that out at the Garden Center today, not only is it the Fall Festival, not only is it the time to redeem your snow dough, but the Orchid Society will be there for their last day, concluding their orchid sale, and they've got some beautiful species and different varieties of orchids that are available for purchase directly from them, and they are priced very, very well. They're gorgeous. A lot of them are grown by them, by their members. These aren't, big factory-grown orchids. You can just tell the quality of them are better than what you normally get. Because they're grown by experts.
And you'll see some stuff that you don't normally see.
Exactly.
Some varieties that are just absolutely spectacular. They've got some cattleyas that are incredibly fragrant. You walk into the greenhouse and they literally smell up the whole front of the greenhouse. They're so fragrant. You don't normally think of orchids having that much of a smell to them.
Right.
But these have a wonderful fragrance. Some beautiful oncidiums, some phalaenopsis. Some dendrobiums, a couple other ones that I wouldn't quite sure what they were.
I know, it's like me.
Some very unusual hybrids that I hadn't seen before, and unfortunately haven't had the time to get in there and really look at them in detail.
Yeah.
But anything from a little 4-inch pot that's maybe 6-8 inches tall to they had some out there that were in about a 10 or 12 inch pot that are close to 3 feet in height with these beautiful dark orange blooms on them. Very, very spectacular plants.
So swing by. That's the Orchid Society is out at the Snow's Garden Center, our garden center today. So come out and check them out. We're open until 5. And the phone lines are lighting up like a Christmas tree. Let's go to line number 1. Then we'll go to 2. Then we'll go to 3. So just stand by one moment. Good morning. You're on the Snow's Garden Show.
Good morning. How are you?
Wonderful. How are you today?
Good. I need to turn my radio down. I'm on.
You're on.
I'm on.
Woohoo!
John calling. I was listening to you speak of the elephant ear plants.
Right.
Yes.
and mine are still doing well. And my question is, I heard you talk about cutting them off.
Yeah.
Can you wait until a hard freeze and they actually get slammed and then dig them up?
A light frost, burning them back a little bit would probably be all right. A hard freeze, I would worry that it would freeze too far down into the stem. You start getting damage down into the bulb, which could then cause some decay and some rot down in there, which that wouldn't be good. Would hinder the storage ability of the bulb.
Okay. Yeah, in years past, I've just let them go, and this year I'm going to try to save the bulbs and do that. So I won't wait till the hard freeze, and I'll cut them back and dig them up.
Perfect. And like Norman said, you can flirt with it a little bit. You can, if they're calling for maybe a frost or, something tonight, you might get away with once or twice. But, for me, when it comes to these plants, I mean, if you can preserve them and keep them another year, you're better off just, taking precautions, getting them up out of there. You've enjoyed them all, late spring and summer and early fall. Get them out of there and you can enjoy them again next year.
Thank you much. I enjoy your show. Mostly.
Thank you, John. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate that.
Yes, sir. And have a great day.
You too. Now,
you do a great job at the judging at the Haven.
Oh.
Win the pie.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye bye.
Thank you.
Let's go back to the phone lines. Good morning. You're on line number two, and you're on the Snow Nose Garden Show. Hey. Good morning.
Good morning.
Do you have a gardening question? How can we help you this morning?
I do. We have some large holly bushes that are about 6 feet tall. Could I cut them back to about 3 feet tall? Would that hurt them right now or what?
If you can get by with it, I would wait until late winter, early spring to do it. The good news is they take severe pruning like that very, very well and can tolerate it with ease. But it's best to do it a little bit later rather than right now. Doing them late winter, early spring, it gives them the ability to really get good and hardened off and good and dormant through the winter. And then almost immediately after you cut them back, they'll be ready to start their regeneration process as the temperatures warm up for the spring and they start their new growth cycle. So not only is it a little bit healthier for the plant, but you also don't have to look at the ugly.
You don't have to look at ugly.
Back. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So sometime in March, you think, or?
Yeah, you could do it first part of March, into February. Just get in there and same amount. You could take 2 or 3 feet off them, no problem, and they'll sucker, and all that pent up energy and growth will be released in early spring, and you won't have to look at ugly all winter. It'll just be a few weeks in the spring until they regenerate and come back out.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
And anytime you don't have to do ugly is a good thing, right?
That's right. I do that every morning when I shave.
All right. All right, man. Have a good day. Get out and play in the dirt. If you'd like to join the show, we've got 3 minutes. That's one phone call.
Maybe two.
Okay. 977-1070. Want to remind people, today, the last day to redeem your snow dough. Come out to the Garden Center, brand new arrival of trees, annuals, perennial shrubs. We've got a great selection of pumpkins, mums, pansies are looking awesome. I love pansies. We've got corn stalks, items to decorate your Halloween home. We've got straw bales and everything you need to be festive for the fall, wreaths, everything for it's time to start thinking about your Thanksgiving spread. What's your table going to look like? What's your centerpiece? What's your decorations? We've got everything to make and decorate your home and look beautiful for the holidays. And we even have some early item Christmas items out that you can redeem on Snow Dough as well. So come out and take advantage of that today. Snow's Garden Center open until 5. And as always, we are closed on Sundays. And you can come out and see us again on Monday. We are going to have a special SPCA fundraiser out at the Garden Center, which is going to be Tuesday. All the proceeds, not all our proceeds and sales, but 10% of our sales and proceeds will be donated to the Charlottesville Albemarle SPCA. So mark your calendars. If you can't make it out there today, that'll be Tuesday of this coming week. 10% of our sales will be donated to the Charlottesville Albemarle SPCA. And I've got to do it. One more shameless plug for me and my inability to dance. I'll be dancing in the Critter Ball. We are 1 week away, folks. Can I tell you how nervous and excited I am to get out in front of hundreds of people and dance my routine? That'll be the Charlottesville Albemarle SPCA Critter Ball. If you'd like to donate, you can go to CorbinRocks4Rover.com, or you can go directly to the SPCACritterBall.com website. Click on me, Corbin Snow, as your favorite dancer. For every dollar I raise, gets me one vote to win the 2011 Mirror Ball Trophy. And we want to be the champion. We want to bring the trophy home to Snow's. We want to bring it home to Charlottesville. To all you great listeners, if I win it, it'll be your trophy. I am pumped up. I am jazzed. I'm ready to dance already. And so help me win, guys. Again, SPCACritterBall.com. You can donate online. I'd be so grateful for $5, $1, $10, whatever you can give. Please go online and give now. And mark your calendars. This Tuesday, Snow's Garden Center, 10% of proceeds to the SPCA. We're out of time as always. Thank you so much for your phone calls. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next week right here at WINA at the Snow Nose Garden Show.